This morning, America's First News starts right after this.
How would you love a chance to save some money on car insurance? GEICO can help. Switch today and see all the ways you could save with great rates and discounts. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote and get started seeing how much you could save.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
Trump versus Pence. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka. On this Tuesday, May 24th, glad you could join us. Here's what we have for you this hour.
Former President Trump and former Vice President Pence are endorsing different candidates for Georgia governor. Here are the last-minute primary pitches.
The White House could release diesel fuel reserves to address skyrocketing prices. Meanwhile, the price of regular reached $4.59 a gallon.
A day after creating confusion, President Biden maintains his policy toward Taiwan has not changed. Hear what he said today in Japan.
And how to think about investing as stocks near a bear market.
Shopping for stocks should be no different than shopping at the supermarket. You don't just pull things off the shelf without looking at the price, without looking at other brands and comparing in the moment. You want to do the same thing with stocks. You want to weigh it first, quote unquote, in the sense of looking at their financials, how they compare to their competitors.
Elizabeth Buchwald at USA Today on how to invest as the major indexes reach a slump. President Biden earlier today said there was no change to a U.S. policy of strategic ambiguity on Taiwan, a day after he angered China by saying he would be willing to use force to defend the island.
Policy has not changed at all. I stated that when I made my statement yesterday.
The issue of Taiwan loomed over a meeting in Tokyo of leaders of the Quad grouping of the United States, Japan, Australia, and India, who stressed their determination to ensure a free and open Indo-Pacific region in the face of an increasingly assertive China. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
As the president said, our one China policy has not changed. He reiterated that policy and our commitment to peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait.
While Washington is required by law to provide self-ruled Taiwan with the means to defend itself, it has long followed a policy of strategic ambiguity on whether it would intervene militarily in the event of a Chinese attack. That's a convention Mr. Biden had appeared to break with yesterday. Georgia Republican voters may give us an indication about the direction of the party today as they cast ballots in the GOP primary race for governor. Former President Trump is supporting former Senator David Perdue, while former Vice President Mike Pence is behind the incumbent Brian Kemp. They held dueling rallies on the eve of today's primary. Mr. Trump called into a teletown hall.
David will beat Stacey Abrams and her corrupt political machine, and he will not rest until everything in our elections is free, fair, and honest.
Mr. Pence, meanwhile, visited the suburbs of Atlanta with Mr. Kemp.
When you say yes to Governor Brian Kemp tomorrow, you will send a deafening message all across America that the Republican Party is the party of the future.
4 years ago, with Trump's support, Mr. Kemp narrowly defeated Democrat Stacey Abrams. Opinion polls have shown Mr. Kemp running well ahead of Mr. Perdue. Well, the primary in Georgia today for the Republican nomination for governor presents a marquee test of former President Trump's influence on GOP voters and the potency of a stolen election platform versus one built on such traditional conservative issues as crime, taxes, and inflation. Cameron McWhirter, reporter for the Wall Street Journal in Atlanta, has a look at the race between incumbent Brian Kemp and former Senator David Perdue. Cam, what are the basics?
It's really a battle of somebody's record versus the 2020 election. So Brian Kemp has been the governor since 2018. He has run as a conservative and fiscally focused on the economy and the fiscal stability of the state, whereas David Perdue, who is running backed by President Trump, former President Trump, is arguing that the governor did not do enough to overturn the election results in 2020, in which Trump narrowly lost Georgia, the first Republican presidential candidate to do so since 1992.
What I find equally fascinating, as you've pointed out in your story, here's former President Trump endorsing the challenger, David Perdue, and Mr. Trump's vice president, Mike Pence, endorsing the incumbent, Brian Kemp.
Yeah, this has been a wild period for the Republican Party in Georgia, which is not used to this kind of chaos. The Governor Kemp has really overwhelmingly ignored President Trump's attacks, but they have been relentless since 2020. And he's just tried to focus. He rarely discusses the president. He'll never respond to the attacks. And he's just tried to focus on the economy and conservative legislation regarding guns and various other things, and just focused on that. And it seems to be paying off. The latest polls show him leading by double digits.
Wow. We're speaking with Cameron McWhirter, reporter at The Wall Street Journal. He's based in Atlanta. His piece is called Georgia Governor Race is a Test for Trump, and it isn't going well. So as you point out, if Governor Kemp wins, this could be a possible template for other GOP candidates in other offices. Explain that.
Yeah, the strategy, like I said, was just to ignore former President Trump and just ignore his attacks. And that seems to have worked. And Kemp has instead focused on, you know, Governor Kemp was one of the first governors in the country to semi-reopen the economy with restrictions during the initial stages of the COVID pandemic. And that brought in extra revenue to the state. Plus, you know, that coupled with federal aid has really given Georgia a massive budget surplus, which he has used effectively to give pay raises to state employees and teachers, and also give a refund to everybody in the state. So that's always a good thing for a politician to do in an election year. Also, the economy is humming along here. We have very, very low unemployment. We've just had major announcements regarding auto manufacturing coming into the state. So he's touting those things, as well as various conservative laws that were passed in the last legislative session.
Okay, so if Mr. Kemp wins, it's never too soon, I guess, to think about November, in which he'd face Stacey Abrams, who's running unopposed in the Democratic gubernatorial primary.
Right. She will be wildly, excessively funded. She will have more money than she will ever need to run for governor. She's very popular across the country with Democrats and liberals, and she will be a very difficult candidate, as she was in 2018. She came very close. She lost by about 55,000 votes out of 3.9 million cast, which was fairly close. In the time since, Georgia continues to have lots of migration from northern states, so lots of people moving here, a lot of them bringing their politics with them. So it's going to be a very tough fight for Mr. Kemp. His argument to the Republicans is, I'm the only one who beat her before, and former Senator Perdue lost to Democrat John Ossoff. So I can beat her. I've beaten her before. Whether that's true or not, we're going to see in November.
Wow, very good. Mr. Trump's record at this point with endorsements of candidates this particular primary season is mixed, as you said?
Yeah, I would argue it's mixed. He has recently made a series of lesser endorsements here in the state with candidates that are sort of guaranteed to win. So I think he's trying to raise his batting average. But the Trump endorsement doesn't mean you win, is pretty clear as we head into this primary season.
Thanks, Cam. Cameron McWhirter, reporter for The Wall Street Journal in Atlanta. Coming up next, the Biden administration's next move on fuel cost. It's the perfect season for a powerful business upgrade with Dell Technologies Summer Sale Event. Save up to 45% on secure PCs built for business with Windows 10 Pro. You'll also find great savings on Dell servers, monitors, docks, and other accessories to help boost productivity. Plus, enjoy free shipping on everything. Take the lead with Windows 10 Pro devices. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL for business specials during Dell's Summer Sale Event. Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Tuesday. The Biden administration may try another unproven strategy for lowering the price of fuel, this time diesel. Officials are considering a release of diesel fuel from the Northeast Home Heating Oil Reserve to address skyrocketing prices. Boosting the supply of diesel on the market should lower prices for motorists and truckers, but there is no guarantee. Separately, the price of regular gas hit $4.59 nationally for a gallon yesterday. Mark Jenkins of AAA.
People want to get out and return to some sense of normalcy. A lot of folks have saved money during the pandemic, so many of them are begrudgingly willing to pay the extra price to be able to travel again.
Meanwhile, President Biden took heat for saying in Japan that America is undergoing a, quote, incredible transition from gas prices. On Twitter, someone named Hawk C wrote, "How can the average person afford an $80,000 electric vehicle?" Another tweeted, "I identify my car as one that runs on hopes and dreams, so I'm good." It's 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning. Here's Jennifer Koshenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
President Biden told fellow Indo-Pacific leaders assembled for a four-country summit they were navigating a dark hour in our shared history due to Russia's war on Ukraine, and he urged the group to make greater effort to stop Vladimir Putin's aggression.
It appears to me that Putin is just trying to extinguish a culture. He's not even aiming at military targets anymore. He's taking out every school, every church, every natural history museum.
Biden called it more than just a European issue. It's a global issue. His message appeared to be pointed at least in part at Russia, at India's prime minister. India has not imposed sanctions or even condemned Russia.
Number two.
Ukraine remains top of the agenda at the World Economic Forum in Davos, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed leaders of the business and political world at the summit via video link yesterday. He said the world is at a turning point and must decide whether it would allow Russia's brute force to win, his translated remarks.
There can be no simple solution with a neighbor like Russia Federation.
Meanwhile, a Russian soldier has been sentenced to life in prison in the conflict's first war crimes trial.
Number three.
According to the Nassau Guardian, the three American tourists who were found dead earlier this month at a resort in the Bahamas passed away from carbon monoxide poisoning. The report could not be independently verified. An autopsy report has concluded that Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins was legally drunk and had taken drugs before he was fatally struck by a dump truck while walking on a Florida interstate highway last month. The Broward County Medical Examiner's Office said Haskins' blood alcohol content was 2.5 times the legal limit, and he had strong painkillers in his system. The drug can be prescribed by a doctor, but can also be abused recreationally. Late rocker Kurt Cobain's iconic guitar used in the video for Nirvana's lead single, Smells Like Teen Spirit, has been sold at auction for $4.5 million. The guitar, a 1969 Fender Mustang, was expected to sell between $60,000 and $80,000. The guitar was bought by the Jim Irsay Collection. The Cobain family, which owned the guitar before it sold, is donating some of the proceeds to the Indianapolis Colts owners' initiative to raise awareness about mental health.
Very nice. Who made those estimates, by the way?
I'm not sure. A little on the low side.
Way off. Thanks, Jen. Coming up next, investing in a slumping stock market.
Innovation. Resilience. Agility. It's how Michigan businesses work together and continue to build the future. Our expertise, talented workforce, and collaborative environment are making a difference now and shaping the future. Join us and make your mark where it matters. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to put your plans in motion. That's michiganbusiness.org/radio.
Thanks for being with us. After towing the line on entering a bear market, the S&P 500 stepped back. Stocks rose yesterday. That rally means the broad index is now off about 17% from its January high. Meanwhile, after months of paying full price for stocks during the recent bull market, investors have the chance to go bargain hunting. Here's a strategy to consider from Elizabeth Buchwald, personal finance reporter at USA Today. Elizabeth, help us out.
Right. It's a funny thing that's been happening right now. We're on bear market watch, which is essentially when we're in a bear market, it's a 20% decline from a recent peak. So the recent peak for the S&P 500 was back in January, and we've been hovering around a 19% fall in the market there. The markets are up a bit. So it's just this funny thing flirting with that territory and just narrowly avoiding it.
You know, it's fascinating. You pointed it out in the story that the stock market is the one place where there's a giant on sale sign flashing, essentially, and we're running in the other direction in a lot of cases.
sales usually drive people into stores, and with stock market stuff, it drives people away in the sense because there's a fear that the markets will always go down more. And, you know, that might be true in some cases, but there's some evidence that 19% fall might be the worst it could get. That's happened in 4 times in the past, I believe, 30 years, where it's just been 19%, avoided the bear market and moved up from there.
So what should our strategy be then if we want to try to take advantage of this near bear market, or if it becomes a bear market? What do we need to consider?
I really like this analogy one of my sources gave me, and he said that shopping for stocks should be no different than shopping at the supermarket. You don't just, or at least I would hope people don't just pull things off the shelf without looking at the price, without looking at other brands and comparing in the moment. You want to do the same thing with stocks. You want to weigh it first, quote unquote, in the sense of looking at their financials, how they compare to their competitors, and weigh it, like how well will it do for you with your time horizon? That's a very important thing too. Are you going to be holding this for a year? Are you going to be holding it for 10 years? Probably a good idea to think more in the long term. Stocks tend to do better over the long term and eliminate some negative possibilities that could happen when you're just looking at a short-term horizon.
What was the comparison to airfares that one of your analysts made?
Yeah, so with airfares, what happens is you purchase your ticket, say you use Google Trends to map out, is this a good price you're getting? They use historical data and they'll give you a good sense of what your ticket is and how it compares. But if you log on the next day after you purchased your ticket, you might find that it went down by 20%. The point is that you just don't know where the bottom is with stocks. We might think we're at the bottom right now and things go down even more. So it's kind of pointless to waste your time saying, oh, is today the bottom? Is tomorrow the bottom? If you're comfortable with the price that you see with the stock, just like with airfare, you want to go for it and don't necessarily look back. In fact, one of the pieces of advice I got from a source was to put in these automatic buy limit orders. And what that means is you set a price in advance. You could do something that you think is ridiculously low that you would purchase a stock at. And if it does hit that point, you don't have to log on. You don't have to do anything. Your brokerage firm will automatically place that trade. So that's a good thing to consider, I think.
Is this considered timing the market?
The best investment analysts, even the Warren Buffetts, I mean, they're just a little better at it than the average investors, but no one can predict with certainty when the market will hit its rock bottom. In a sense, timing the market, but more so just strategically buying.
Elizabeth Buchwalds at USA Today. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Want to eat healthier, but every supplement you've ever tried seems like the better it is for you, the worse it tastes? Then you have to try AG1 from Athletic Greens. I started taking AG1 because I wanted more energy and better gut health. What I didn't expect, the taste is better than any supplement I've ever had. I drink it, like it says, before anything else when I wake up. I guzzle those 8 to 10 ounces before my coffee and start my day knowing I've already gotten the recommended daily intake of all the good fruits and veggies. There's definitely a mental boost knowing you've started the day off on the right foot. I tackle the day now with more confidence and energy. AG1, by the way, is not only lifestyle friendly, it's cheaper than getting all the different supplements yourself. Try AG1. I love this product. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Gordon. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Gordon to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. athleticgreens.com/Gordon.
Advancing the conversation, identifying trends, and informing the world. This is America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Glad you're with us. Welcome into Tuesday, May 24. Gordon Deal, Jennifer Koshenka, some of our top stories and headlines. President Biden says there's no change to his Taiwan policy, trying to clarify earlier remarks. The government may tap federal diesel reserves. Primaries in 5 states today. Wall Street Journal says one of Russia's many ill-advised river crossings in Ukraine costed 80 vehicles in a single attempt. The Yankees' Josh Donaldson suspended 1 game for what the league calls inappropriate comments to the White Sox' Tim Anderson. And the mom who received her college degree while carrying her toddler, That story in about 20 minutes. As summer approaches, we'll see an influx of job-seeking students looking to make a few bucks before school resumes. Most find employment in the accommodations and food service industry. Unfortunately, con artists are well-versed in creating job postings that seem legit and are often tailored to appeal to first-time workers and students. What to watch for from Andrew Lieb, employment attorney with Lieb at Law in New York. Andrew, what should we know?
So it's really unsettling because you think that these kids coming home from college or otherwise are just looking for a gig, and they're seeing these signs, and you see them everywhere when you're on the internet, and they're saying, hey, look, we can make a lot of money. It's a lot of flexibility. They're taking the jobs, and the next thing they know, they have identity theft.
Part of this starts with these bogus job postings. What do they look like?
So when they're promising you they're going to make a lot of money, you're going to be rich, you're going to do this, you can work from home, you can work whenever you want. You know, I don't know about you, Gordon, but for me, work has never been Six Flags Great Adventure. And if it sounds like I'm at an amusement park, it's probably not work.
So the scams generally work how, Andrew?
You know, these employers, they give you money. They're just going to give you money on day one. Here's some money, Gordon. Go take some tests. Go buy this equipment. We'll give it to you. Oh, we overpaid you. Send it back to us. And by that, they're getting access to your accounts, and they don't actually give you all the money, and they don't actually do it. Does any job really give you money on day one before you work?
Right.
And so you got to be careful when it sounds too good to be true.
How do some of these scammers at times impersonate these well-known companies like an Amazon, for example?
So what they do is they go and they have these postings online, and what's victims, people who don't want to be victims, need to look for us. Why is the same posting up in Wyoming, in New York City, in Iowa? And really what they do is they create this generic form that scams you and it gets you. But what you got to realize is that different states have different laws about the notices you get when you're onboarding. And it's real easy to find this stuff. Just use a simple Google search and you'll know what looks legit and what doesn't. For example, in New York, there's something called the Wage Theft Prevention Act, and it gives you a list on the New York State Department of Labor's website of six different types of information that you're going to get. And if something's not there, and Amazon clearly would do it the right way, they're not going to violate the law. So if you see a post that looks generic, it's in multiple locations, Google what your state requires when you get onboarded, and that's the best way to protect yourself.
All right, so how else do we avoid getting caught up in this?
I guess the best way to say it is my grandmother had this crooked finger, and she's deceased now, but she would look at me and go, Andrew, come on. When you're saying to yourself, come on, and she would point her finger at me, when you're saying it's too good to be true, it is too good to be true, there's two things I want you to do. I want you to not be afraid to ask questions. An employer who's not going to answer your questions, you don't want to work there anyway. Number two, never give or take information online until you speak to someone. I think this applies not just, Gordon, when we're dealing with employment scams, but all scams when we're dealing with fraud. You don't want to give out your bank account information online. You don't want to give your social security number through an email or a text. You want to speak to someone and verify in a voice that you're talking to someone. Ask the appropriate questions and always keep your radar up.
The scams are successful because we keep falling for them, I guess, right? That's why they keep coming back.
You know, I think that everyone is trying, has an angle. Everyone's got a shtick. Everyone, so these scammers are out there, and yeah, it used to be that this was the biggest scam. Just so you know, this employment scam was the biggest scam for a long time. Now they've found different ways. I don't know if you've got this before. I get a delivery from Amazon that's not even for me, and then I go deal with that, and that's a new way that they're doing scams.
Yeah.
What we're saying is that these scammers are always up for new tricks, and people are too blasé or too easygoing about, hey, I'm lucky. And they say to themselves, oh, it's for me. Well, why are you getting this big break without putting in the corresponding effort?
There are interns who are getting signing bonuses and paid. So it seems like the money in some cases is just being tossed around. It'd be easier right now to get caught up in this.
Well, I think there's two factors. I think you're right. Number one is based on that great resignation and great power of the employee, where we're seeing lots of different unions and, like you said, money getting thrown at everyone because they need to get staff. The second thing is because we've become such a automated online tech world where we stop the interpersonal and we trust the computer, or better yet, the bot. And what's going on is that combination of the employee power, where you're hearing stories that are true, and you're ascribing it to yourself and not having the interpersonal conversation.
Andrew Lieb, employment attorney with Lieb at Law in New York. Coming up next, a 2-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 5-year-old feature prominently in the Mic Drop. It's the perfect season for a powerful business upgrade with Dell Technologies Summer Sale Event. Save up to 45% on secure PCs built for business with Windows 10 Pro. You'll also find great savings on Dell servers, monitors, docks, and other accessories to help boost productivity. Plus, enjoy free shipping on everything. Take the lead with Windows 10 Pro devices. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL for business specials during Dell's summer sale event.
Today's Mic Drop is brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Glad you could be with us. Welcome into Tuesday. It is time now for the Mic Drop with this morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. We'll hear a couple of follow-ups to stories we've told you about earlier. We start in Lincoln, Nebraska, where hundreds of Joshes gathered over the weekend to duke it out for Josh supremacy. This is the second annual in-person event started by an Arizona man named Josh Swain, who was bored during the early days of the pandemic and started messaging others on social media who shared his name, challenging them to a duel. Hundreds of Joshes showed up to a park in Lincoln last year, a location chosen at random to compete in events like rock, paper, scissors, and a duel with pool noodles. Last year's winner was a 4-year-old boy named Josh Vinson, now 5, who returned to defend his title against 4-year-old Joshua Fulmar. And as ridiculous as all of this sounds, it's all for a good cause, raising over $20,000 for a children's hospital in Omaha.
Nice. I remember that story. Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
That was one of those, you know, sort of seemed very sort of prototypically sort of pandemic, like people bored during the pandemic, coming up with something to do. Again, he just sort of randomly was like, hey, Josh, you know, I'm picking a fight with you, you know, online, of course, and then gathered everybody finally when restrictions started to lift last year. And now he wants to try and keep it going as long as he can. He says he's not sure if he can do it every year, but he's going to try his best.
That's cool. And an idiot, just good, clean fun, rock, paper, scissors. The pool noodles battle, which I like. It's great.
Right, and getting the littler kids involved. Lots of fun for everybody.
4-year-old captured it, right? It's big doings there.
And last week, we told you the story about 2-year-old Texas boy Barrett Golden, who became a hero to millions after using his mom's phone to have 31 McDonald's cheeseburgers delivered to his house. The picture of Barrett sitting on a table surrounded by burgers went viral, and the toddler and his mom were seen making multiple TV appearances. The story's become so popular, in fact, that social media is still reacting to it a week later, with a fresh round of Twitter users chiming in after it was posted by Canadian television yesterday. Some called Barrett the Burger Baron an icon, a legend, or a hero. Others were jealous, saying it hurts to see someone else living their dreams. One user called this, quote, warrior behavior, saying that 900 years ago, Barrett would have immediately been made a chieftain for such a bold move.
Right, such tremendous leadership shown by this 2-year-old.
Yeah, well, because, you know, in the picture, he's sitting on that table surrounded by the burgers, just looking like he rules the entire land,
it's
right?
His kingdom,
absolutely. Huge smile on his face. Right. It's the happiest day of his life.
Right. So they have made, as you said, all these TV appearances and such, right?
Yeah.
He's 2.
Right.
So here's my question. After all this hype, when he gets older, will he remember it?
Yeah, probably not.
When
right?
you're 2? Like, I don't remember
anything from when I was 2.
I don't know if I can claim a memory from 2 years old.
No.
But nothing was made a big deal like this is.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so I don't know.
I don't know if a lot of kids remember things from when they're 2. Obviously, plenty of digital footage, pictures and everything, probably plastered around his house, my guess.
Right.
But no, I don't think he's going to remember that.
Prom night when his mom seeks to embarrass him in high school, right? This stuff will come out.
Yes.
Thanks, Mike. High interest debt can put you into a financial hole, and a lot of people are too embarrassed to ask for help. That's where Upstart comes in. Upstart can help you get one fixed monthly payment with a clear payoff date, whether it's for paying off credit cards, consolidating high interest debt, or funding personal expenses. You can even receive funds in as fast as one business day, from $1,000 to $50,000. And checking your rate at Upstart has to be the easiest process ever invented. The questions are simple, the drop-down boxes are user-friendly, and the application took less than 5 minutes. In addition, all your responses are encrypted and do not affect your credit score, so you have complete security and privacy. Don't wait. Check your rate today at upstart.com/Gordon. That's Upstart,
loanimmobilier.com/Gordon to check your rate today. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Again, upstart.com/Gordon. Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Tuesday. If you want to maximize your vacation trip budget, the golden rule of travel is typically to plan your trip well ahead of time. With flights, typically the earlier you book, the more money you'll save. But with hotels or Airbnbs, CNBC.com says it can be unclear how far in advance you should reserve a room to get the best deal. One tip, if you're flexible, willing to wait, or simply easygoing with travel planning, you could save on lodging by booking at the last minute. NerdWallet found in a study that the ideal amount of time to book a hotel room is only 15 days before your trip. On average, travelers saved about $30 a night by booking last minute, which can really add up. The savings were even higher for luxury hotels, about 22% cheaper when booked 15 days out. However, if you're traveling to a popular destination or during a busy travel season, you risk not snagging your first choice hotel. You may get stuck at a hotel further away from your destination, so the beach, Disney World, or maybe a sporting event may be a little harder to get to if you wait too long to book. It's 8 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning. Once again, here's Jennifer Koshenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
President Biden told key Asian allies today they are navigating a dark hour in our shared history with Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Biden is meeting with the leaders of Japan, Australia, and India in Tokyo to discuss security and economic concerns. Yesterday, Biden warned China it was flirting with danger over Taiwan and vowed to protect Taiwan militarily if China attacked, appearing to contradict a longstanding U.S. policy on the issue. His follow-up today.
Policy has not changed at all. I stated that when I made my statement yesterday.
Number two.
Donald Trump hopes to avoid a defeat in the Georgia governor's race today as Republican primary voters decide the fate of the former president's favored candidate to lead one of the most competitive political battlegrounds in the U.S. Trump is backing former Senator David Perdue in his race against incumbent Governor Brian Kemp, who refused to accept Trump's baseless claims of widespread voter fraud in Georgia. Four other states are voting today: Alabama, Arkansas, Texas, and Minnesota.
Number three.
The CDC has alerted gay and bisexual men that monkeypox appears to be spreading in the community globally, warning people to take precautions if they've been in close contact with someone who may have the virus. The CDC's Jennifer McQuinston.
What we're talking about here is close contact. It's not a situation if you're passing someone in the grocery store, they're going to be at risk for monkeypox.
Health officials emphasize anyone can contract monkeypox regardless of sexual orientation, but many of the people affected globally so far are men who identify as gay or bisexual. North Carolina Congressman Madison Cawthorn is facing an investigation from his House colleagues into whether he improperly promoted a cryptocurrency and had an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. The House Ethics Committee plans to investigate the two allegations against the freshman Republican. Cawthorn has denied any wrongdoing. It's the end of an era. New York City has removed its last public payphone. The effort to remove public payphones across the city kicked off in 2014 when they were replaced by kiosks offering services such as free phone calls, Wi-Fi, and device charging. The last public payphone will be displayed at the Museum of the City of New York.
Couldn't leave it. They had to take that one down. Yeah, one left.
You have to go see it in the museum.
Thanks, Jen.
Innovation. Resilience. Agility. It's how Michigan businesses work together and continue to build the future. Our expertise, talented workforce, and collaborative environment are making a difference now and shaping the future. Join us and make your mark where it matters. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to put your plans in motion. That's michiganbusiness.org/radio.
Thanks for being with us. A video of a woman receiving her graduation degree while holding her toddler in her arms has become a source of joy for many on social media. The clip shows the proud mama going to the stage at a Rutgers University commencement and getting her degree with her smiling daughter by her side. The video was posted on the Instagram page Good News Movement. They also shared a detailed caption along with the video. The woman named Cassie told Good News Movement that crossing the stage with her daughter was something she had imagined since driving to classes with her in her belly. She says it was one of her proudest moments to be finally doing it. She plans to be a reporter and handle assignments around the world with her daughter, Luna.
The video has got more than 50,000 likes and more than 2,000 comments, many of them from graduates telling similar stories about getting their diploma while accompanied by a baby. That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koschenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. How would you love a chance to save some money on car insurance? GEICO can help. Switch today and see all the ways you could save with great rates and discounts. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote and get started seeing how much you could save.